Arg! Ahoy there, matey! Welcome aboard the world of boating.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I was just looking into buying a boat of my own.
Call World of Boating toll-free now at 1-888-28-BOAT. That's 1-888-828-BOAT.
And welcome. This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Barry the boater, Mike the mariner, and believe it or not, we also have Joe from Motor City Boatworks. Yes, we have crossed the streams and brought Joe
and
Mike the mariner together for the first time ever.
It's like a free-for-all in here.
I don't know.
That's awesome.
We're asking for trouble. That's what my guess is. But the planets have finally aligned, and we got two of these experts on at the same time.
Or hell froze over one or the other.
It could have been that too.
Mike, what kind of boat do you have?
I have a Silverton 39 motor yacht.
Oh yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
Diesels.
And you see Joe's boat behind him there, Mike, right on YouTube, Facebook Live, Twitch. That is a nice little trawler he's been working on for how many years now?
I think I'm in year. I was counting it the other day. Since 2014, that'd be about, 12, 13 years?
Eh, okay. We'll go with that.
Yeah.
And that's so only the mock-up. That's like a cardboard cutout.
No, it's not.
wouldn't that be awesome if I had a giant fake cardboard thing behind me and I just did a YouTube channel pretending like there was something going on there?
That would
be hysterical.
That gives me an idea.
How long have you had the YouTube channel? How long have you been doing those videos?
I started the YouTube channel when I retired in September of 2022. I retired from my day job from 30 years and took some time off. And then I decided, hey, I'm going to do this YouTube channel. And I started in September. So we've been going now 3 years almost.
Yeah. We started having them on the World of Boating probably about, I don't know, a year ago. I think I reached out. I saw one of Joe's videos on YouTube.
I was stuck in the
head.
I was stuck in the cockpit locker of my boat. And I couldn't get myself out.
We got to get this guy on our show. He'd be the perfect fit, literally. He can't fit in there. Maybe he'd fit with our crew. But
150 episodes. 150 episodes. That's
awesome.
He's doing quite well on YouTube. And you can look him up, Joe at Motor City Boatworks. Works spelled W-E-R-K-S there if you want to follow Joe and his progress. But I can't believe we got Mike and Joe on at the same time for once. So that, like I said, it's like crossing the streams or something. I don't know. A paradox is a right. It could be really great or the worst show ever. But hey, we'll take either one.
He was questioning whether I existed or not.
There was some of that.
Every time we got ready to do it, you never showed up. I was like, is this guy real? Does he not like me? Maybe he doesn't like me. What's going on?
Greg is really into AI. Everyone's artificial here.
Here's a funny thing. You were talking about Bob from Motor City Boatworks, or Joe from Motor City Boatworks, and I didn't connect the dots. I had watched his videos a few years ago.
Nice.
And I was like,
did you enjoy him, or was that the beginning where I wasn't very good?
Now you know why he was avoiding you all this time.
I think
time,
I'm a little
Joe.
Better now.
it was all great.
Very good.
Great shows.
Thank you.
Well, just for the record, Joe and Mike have no, there's no chance they're going to be replaced by AI. Barry, on the other hand, be a major upgrade, but we'll wait for technology to catch up in that regard. Now, we want to bring Joe on especially because we don't have him on all the time, and he has a fan base on YouTube, and people reach out to him about his restoration projects and actually consults for other folks too. And you were telling me before the show today that you had some folks reach out to you from Italy. What happened?
Yes. So I have a consulting service that I do. If you join my fan club, it's called The Workers, because it's the boat works, the workers. Mm-hmm. If you join that at the VIP level, you get free consulting with me. And I have a fan right now. He's from Italy. He and his girlfriend are restoring an early 80s Carver motor yacht that they have near Venice. And I was just talking to him this week, and they're in the process of doing a full restoration. He wants to be able to live aboard the boat when he kind of gets off of his job. He works most of the year, and then a period of time he's off, so it's kind of his crash pad. He's going to fix this thing up, and he's doing a full restoration.
Crash pad or escape hatch for the relationship?
I think he may be like, expanded working full time doing some type of high intensity work. Then he has periods of time off, and he wants to be able to come back to the boat, hang out on it and do whatever. So he and his girlfriend are restoring this thing, and they were asking for some advice, and I was setting him up with a plan on all the things you got to do. Mm-hmm. And one of the most important things that I told him, top priority, believe it or not, he was wanting to know, where do I start? What do I do first? What do I do next? You know, should I do this? Should I do that? And I told him, before you do anything, since you know you're not going to be taking the boat out for a long time, is really going to be kind of a dock queen just kind of sitting there in a slip, I said, you want to make sure that you winterize your engines. There's two big diesel engines inside this Carver. Make sure that you winterize them and prepare them long-term for storage. It might be a year before you actually get it out of the slip, start doing sea trials and this and that, because he's got to do major restorations on the accommodations and stuff inside the boat. And he's got finite periods of time when he can work on the boat, so he knows he's not going to be there using it every day, taking it out. Right. I said, you got to winterize those engines, even, you know, in northern Italy. It gets quite hot most of the time. It's pretty temperate. Yeah. I said, but you have to prepare with the crazy weather that we have now, you know, global warming, what have you, and all kind of weird weather patterns. You got to prepare to winterize those engines long term, because you'll be away from the boat, and guess what? Something will happen with the weather. You'll have unseasonably cold weather or something, and you run the risk of damaging your engines. And I said, ask me how I know. Because this happened to me. I lived on a houseboat trawler for 5 years, and it was a $25,000 Bachelor Special. I bought this. It became my residence. I was living in Kentucky, and I did a full remodel on the inside of the boat, and I was living on it and stuff like that. And I didn't really take it up very often. Mm-hmm. And I failed to properly one winter. I failed to properly winterize the engines. And we had an unseasonably cold snap in Kentucky. We really don't get the kind of weather we get here in Michigan. It's usually moderate. And this time it was like down in the tens, like single digits.
Ouch.
And the engine, one of the engines, both of the engines froze. One of the engines cracked. The block.
Realize that till you try to start it up after you go in.
You won't know that. Exactly. You won't know that till next season. You get ready to go out, and suddenly something's wrong. You're like, oh no. And these were two big gasoline Chrysler 318 V8 engines. It was a 1975 Whitcraft houseboat trawler, Hatteras hull, with a houseboat top. It's very unusual. It was made by a company called Whitcraft from the Lockheed or somebody who was manufacturing boats for a period of time during the 1970s. And they managed to get the hull from a Hatteras, right from the mold. And then they put this boxy housetop on it. And it was very unusual. And they sold it at the time as the only houseboat that you could water ski behind.
Wow, we know someone that could use one of those.
Has a giant engines on the back of it. What kind of engines do you have in yours, Mike? In your Silverton?
I have Cummins 6 BTAs.
Yeah. Big, right? Yeah.
Yeah, they're the inline six cylinder. I mean, they're not huge. They're 5.7 liters, 355 horsepower.
Each or combined?
Each.
Wow. Yeah.
Gotcha.
What do you do to winterize your engines?
I have to make sure that the refrigerator has, you know, food and drinks. And
so you don't worry about that at all in Florida, right?
Yeah. See, this is the time in Florida where we tell our Michigan friends to basically suck it, loser. Yeah. We don't have a change of season.
That's like okay. When the polar ice caps melt and everything floods down there, and then winter comes.
Help a brother out here.
No. We will be on our boat floating along the water.
Yeah. Up to the dock at Joe's place. Yeah.
You and me boat. I got to get my boat done. Hurry up.
More coming up on the World of Boating.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.